what fun uses of genetic tools are on the horizon?
Yeah, one of the things I'm very excited about is it stems from the following observation. About 1 to 2% of the population of our country is walking around with pathogenic variants that predispose to serious disease, but that is preventable. Okay, so a good example would be a condition called Lynch syndrome. About 1 in 400 people carries a genetic variant that puts them at very high risk for colorectal cancer and uterine cancer, and that's called Lynch syndrome. We cannot identify all those people right now through family history because families are small, other things happen to people. Now, with the use of DNA and analytic technology, we have the prospect of going into the population and saying, who has Lynch syndrome, right? Let's analyze the Lynch genes. Who has mutations in BRCA1? In other words, analyzing people for diseases that they have a high risk for, that are very serious, and critically, that we have well-established preventive modalities that we can implement. And that could benefit 1% to 2% of the population. I think of it as kind of newborn screening for adults. And I think that we should investigate the notion of that and see whether we might be able to do the population good. I would emphasize we should investigate it because, you know, medicine is full of times where we've had a good idea and it hasn't turned out so good. So I think we need to look at these exciting ideas, and then we need to test whether we're really doing people benefits
harm or good. Harm or good.
Exactly.
Right.